Good evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now. Hearing none, are there any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now.
KA2ZNZ, Kilo Alpha 2, Zulu, November Zulu.
Okay, we have one. KA2ZNZ, Jack, how are you doing this evening?
Well, not too bad. It was kind of a pleasant day. No sunshine. Like, we had some heavy rain, fairly heavy rain here a while ago, but at the moment it's not doing anything, and there were about 33.6 degrees. So I'm getting kind of close to that freezing point. I hope it doesn't start raining too much. And other than that, not much to offer, I guess. I think you're up and out of the lake there. Friends of mine have a place up there too, another ham. And he's got a very short call. Clark Wellman, I can't think of his call offhand right now. But I think it's K2EW, something like that. Don't know if you ever ran into him or not. He's over on Norton Road on the other side there. Okay, 73s, KA2000.
All right, Jack, very good. Yeah, I don't know as I've run into him or heard him on the air, but I'm sure we'll get together at one point or another. So, all right. Well, this is N5AOW, Net Control. Are there any other check-ins? Come now. KD2NBU. KD2NBU, N5AOW.
Well, we got, 33 degrees, and it's snowing. No, 32 degrees, and it's snowing. We got probably about an inch and a half on the car already.
Well, it sounds like it picked up a little more snow than we have up here. I know when I looked out, I thought it was going to be raining, and it wasn't. I went out to do something outside, and it was light snow and getting a little heavier as time went on. So I don't know what the temperature is out here right now, but it dropped down a bit, but I still think it's somewhere close to freezing, still around the 30 degree mark. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins for this evening? Could you repeat that again? I didn't catch it all.
Call sign is November 2 Alpha Delta Victor at 2ADV.
And 2AD, I believe, and 5AOW.
It's at 2ADV, and November 2 Alpha Delta Victor.
Roger, got it now, N2ADV. What's the name there? Name here is Bob.
Good evening, name is Jim, J-I-M, and I'm according to the post office, I'm in Oneida, but I'm physically located in Munsell, New York.
Yeah, good, Jim. You're clean into the repeater and sounding good and got a little bit of background noise here, not from you. I think it's probably a little bit of QRM or whatever picking it up. Anyway, what's new with you this evening?
Oh, not a heck of a lot on this side. I just figure I would check in and say hi to everybody. And we're losing our snow rather rapidly. We had about 3 feet. Now we're down to about a foot and a half left on the ground. And what snow we have is turning in the water and rolling down the hill. So we'll see. It sounds like the spring is around the corner. I'm sure we'll get a little bit more snow, but I just wanted to pop in and say hi.
Yeah, no, I think we're all looking to hang on to what little bit we do have and continue on with a little bit left of the season. Maybe it'll stick around, but it seems like it's sneaking up on us. We're getting a little bit of warm weather and just gradually chewing away at it. So, well, I guess that's the nature of the beast this time of the year.
Yeah, roger that. I'm optimistic. The snowmobile's still out in the yard, and I got the cover on it, so with any luck, we'll get a little bit longer of a riding season, but, I'll take what I can get. So, maybe a couple hundred more miles on the sled, so we'll find out.
Very good. Okay, are there any other check-ins? Come now.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, good evening, Pete. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I was really stupid today. Instead of getting out during the daylight when it wasn't raining, I waited till, kept doing one more thing and one more thing. And then around 5:30, got my snowmobile out. Tied a tow rope on it, dragged my old, my 73 Elan out from the back of the yard, and started to work on it. And there's no reason I couldn't have done that at noon or 1 or 2 o'clock, and done the inside work later. So, of course, I haven't been able to start it. Ran great this fall. And I tried it a couple times, it just wouldn't quite run. And I don't know if I'm going to go or not Saturday, but there's a little vintage show and old dog run up in the Valley Snow Travelers Groomer Barn. I like to go to that. And so I determined that it was a spark problem. I only had one cylinder firing. So I pulled the cover off the coils, that looks all nice. I said, I bet it's point. So I pulled that off, and of course I'm doing this by flashlight now pretty much, and it just started to, I started to feel a little moisture, and I thought I had it, put it back together, but it still wouldn't run. Anyway, it's real stupid, but I had just a mile long of real work that needed to be done, and I just said, well, I'll do one more thing, but so anyway, rained a little bit, light rain, and then it's wet snow. We don't have 3 inches, we just have a quarter of an inch, half an inch, but it's really immaterial because they're talking about 3/4 of an inch to an inch of rain at 50 degrees, so it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how much snow comes down tonight, it'll get washed away. Unfortunately, it's horrible. Well, I'm glad I did take, put me further behind, but I did, wasn't going to put it off any longer, I put it off a week, and rode from here home to Lake Pleasant Monday, and of course that was a beautiful day, and I rode back on Wednesday, and in the morning on the start was a little bit of snow, just enough to kind of stick on a face shield. And then it cleared up, and actually the ride back, conditions-wise, was better. I followed Groomer and Morehouse. I caught right up to them as they were getting back to the town barn. That was beautiful. And the rest of the Morehouse trail was groomed when I came out, and of course there hadn't been any traffic. We had a few inches of snow on Tuesday, and that trail just was quite nice, almost all of it. I had a couple crummy sections, one at the beginning, and the trail coming down into Port Wyden is never any good.
KC2WYN5ALW. That sounds like a real nice ride, Pete. You know, one of these days I got to try that. I have done the Speculator run and done numerous others, but that's a nice ride. I think sometime when I get enough riding ahead of time to get the body used to it again, wouldn't be too bad. I think this year total I got around 129 miles, which is nothing compared to what I used to ride, but well, we didn't always have the conditions for it either, so that's one of those things with, there again with the weather and the rain, just changed things drastically this year. So, I don't know. I'm hoping maybe we'll get a little bit more snow and maybe get another good ride in before it all goes away.
Conditions are good, 100 miles is nothing. If you've got to pound too many rough trails, you know, and that's the problem with a long trip from A to B, you kind of have to go no matter what. If you go out around, you know, local trip, you just quit if it's bad. But, you know, if you're getting from point A to point B, you kind of have to go. It was pretty good on the way home, mostly very good. But there were a few sections that were less than perfect, and there were more sections that were pretty close to perfect on the way back, so the ride home really was, except for maybe 2-3 miles between Sacandaga and Oxbow Lake, that was rough both times, and maybe 5-6 mile, whatever it was, down the Lions, or Port Wyden. Everything else was just really nice. So it didn't seem like much of a ride at all. I made pretty good time. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed that the weather forecast is wrong and we don't get as much rain as they predict, or maybe we get, I don't think it matters if we get any snow before the rain. I think there's going to be enough rain that it'll melt it. And I was up, I did take a little break today and going to get in the car and go up to the spring up at Donetburg and fill my water bottles, because the Glenfield water isn't really the greatest. And just put my snowshoes on for about 40 minutes just to get some exercise, and just looking at the Independence River there, and I tell you what, you can see where there's going to be a real flooding problem in places, because there's just, everything is just so much ice and so frozen. I'm not sure, the higher elevations won't be too bad because there's so much snow it'll absorb a lot of the water, but you know, as you get down lower, then all that runoff and melting is going to be a problem. Well, hopefully not, but I think it's going to be. Probably the Mohawk Valley, maybe, I don't know, West Canada Creek down south, things like that could be a problem. KC2WI.
I agree with that. What you mean, I know last year they had a problem with down around Herkimer, really flooded pretty bad, and I think a lot of it was because of the horrendous rain we had. And when you get it at that point, you know, the snow doesn't have an opportunity to absorb anything anymore, and then it melts at the same time. You just have collectively a lot of rain, a lot of moisture, and no place for it to go. Okay, well, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, 73s of those that listened. This is N5AOW, clear.
Check in with or without traffic. All are welcome.
KCOW.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I've got N5AOW and KC2MBU. Thank you both for checking in. This is N280B for Octa. I'm looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All welcome. Okay, I'll make this my final call. This is N280B for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All welcome.
80YLO.
Can you repeat that one more time for me?
Kilo Delta Zero Yankee Lima Oscar, this is Tim.
Okay, KD0YLO, gotcha, thank you very much. This is N280V Front, and this will be my final call. Okay, nothing additional being heard, this is N280V. I thank everyone for checking in, have a great call.